they say that, say it pretty clear. Hanim of the Kol Torah Kula. One second. Tema, etc. Yishamet Hasam Psikreishu, she Efshar Vishum Inyan, Kishachota Shaloyubara Takhtonos, Vikimit Hadha Psikreisha, Kimiskavein Dami. The Alphagab Latsarakal Havaraso, the Havalim Lakshin Tsrikalagupa, some of the Nami Bakar, Abidam Lakshin Tsrikalagupa Kaivale. This is one of the most explicit. That's Tosas in Yuman, Lamed, Dalano Days. It's Kimiskavein, and it's a Malacha Shaina Tsrikalagupa. That's even in the case of Psikreisha, Delo. Nichale. And then, of course, Tosas on Vav, Amin Aleph, in Ksubis, likewise, towards the middle of the piece, Benir Lari, one second, Rafa Gav, the Havat Psikresha de lo Nichale, Asu Lechatchila, Kamov and Malachash, Eno Tzricha Legufa. So again, he says clearly, that Psikresh Lo Nichale is Davar HaMiskavein B'Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. It also says this in a number of other places as well. In any case, according to Bali Tosis, so Nicha and Lo Nicha have nothing to do with the issue of Miskavein or in Miskavein. Everything is a Davar HaMiskavein. Nicha V'Lo Nicha is about B'Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. For that reason, as we already noted, Bali Tosis must conclude that lo ichbas is lo nicha, because if malach shein tzricha legufa is the basis for psikresh lo nichale, then lo ichbas is lo nicha. They don't have the luxury of even considering what Rashi says on ayin hay and aleph, which is why they emphatically reject Rashi on ayin hay as well as on kuf gimel. Okay. If you hold like the Bali Tosis, so that also explains why they disagree with the Aruch and say that Psikresh of Lo Nichale is Patra B'Lasser, because they, if that really is Davar HaMiskavein and it ends up being B'Lasher and Tzricha L'Gufa, that isn't Mutter, that's Patur Avalasser. It also may explain something else, which is problematic, but maybe we'll get back to this in more detail. One of the strongest rayas, that the Bali Tosis used against the Aruch is from Mappis Mursa. Right? Because Mappis Mursa would have been Patra Avalasur if not for Mishum Tzara. Right? So this is the question that Tosis asks here on Ayin Heyomid Aleph. Tosis asks this question. Excuse me. Tosas says here, one second. The Hithir of Enu Chavishab Kaku, Bepishta, and Lahasir of Pekak, the Limshok and Meniai, the Shabbos, and which Yevsha Shal Yiskot, Kishamaser of Pekak, the Hamad Sikresha, Kivin the Enonen of Eschita Zos, Shayai Nokal Aretz Mutter. Okay, that is Shitas. He starts off Pirish Ba'aruch Psikreshul Nichalei Kagon David Barad Dechavrei Kuv Ba'achash Ena Oavo Makotis Baharis B'Shas Nila She'elo Hana Muta Lechatchila Afilu Isad Rabbanan Leika. And that's why he was Matir the Chavish of Kakua B'Pishta. The Ena Nira the Hamapis Mursa Lahotzi Menalecha Haya Asur Ilav Mishum Tzara Degufa Afabi She'eno Nene Klal V'Binina Pesach. Okay, this is Tosas's question. And Tosas asks this question again in Ksuvis and other places as well. Right? So here again in Ksuvis. Alpir Sha'ur Ha'aruch Kasha, the Khan Parkshmana Shratzim, Hamapis Mursa Bishabis, Imlasas Apechayim, Imlahotzim and Alecha Pater. Dafkim Shim Tsara Pater Mutter, Vilab Shim Tsara Yasar. And so on. Okay, fine. So, well, what's problematic about the question of Tosis against the Aruch? See?
The Gemara said, quote Zayin on the Biz, that the Chisar and Machis Marsh is not changed to Chalagupa and not the Rishon Muzalim.
Exactly. What? So one would think that this has absolutely nothing to do with the Aruch. In other words, you're absolutely correct. Mapas Morsa seems to be a case of Davar HaMiskavin. The only thing is, it's Melacha She'en Atzricha Legufa. So if it's Davar HaMiskavin, is it fair to invoke Mapas Morsa to disprove the Aruch? What did the Aruch say? Seek Resha. The lo nichale is mutter. Right? The Aruch didn't say that malach shein etzricha legufa is mutter. So psik reisha lo nichale is mutter. In other words, if you have a davar shein on miskaven, but it's a psik reisha de lo nichale, right? Nonetheless, it's mutter. That's what the Aruch said. What's that with Mapas Mursa? So there are two possibilities in Tosis. Yoni? Explain Tosis.
So maybe he said that Gemara is only saying to Gemara's line of the Torah.
Yeah, so one possibility is, and this sounds like, Tosis in some places sounds a little this way, maybe in Kopiyamol it sounds that way. Namely, that even though the Gemara Kuv Zayin says that Mavis Mursa is Melokshin Tzvich HaLegufa, that's a Liba Derab, but according to Shmuel, who actually holds Malach Shein Tzvicha Legufa is Chayiv, but he also happens to hold that Davar Shein Miskaven is Mutter. And therefore, Mapas Mursa really is a case of Davar Sheino Miskaven. This is, of course, similar to what we said for the Rambam. Right? How can it be that the Rambam paskins Malach Shein Tzvicha Legufa Chayiv, and then he paskins Mapas Mursa as Mutter? It must be that he holds that it's really a Davar Shein Miskaven. Either Gemara, the Gemara is Aliba. That's how Reb Chaim explained, and others also explain Shitas Aramba. And there are some Rishonim who explicitly say this. I say Tosas and Kub Gimel sounds this way. He says, after all, there's no Kavanah Vasiyas Habinyan at all. It sounds a little bit like this is what he's saying, although, again, it's still not much of a question because the Aruch can always disagree with that particular point. Right, but again, if you look at the language, Tosas says, So those extra words is Tosis's way, perhaps, of saying that it's really davar shein miskaven, except I say it's not much of a question, because the Aruch can always say, what do you want from me? And the Gemara in Kuv Zayin Amud Beis says it's malach shein etzricha legufa. As for your fancy footwork or maneuvering, in terms of Rav and Shmuel and this and that, all very nice, but not a basis to ask questions on me. I'm just reading the Gemara Kipshuto. So the Aruch will say, I'm a simple Jew, and I'm just reading it as it is, and you can't blame me for that. Okay. But there is perhaps another possibility.
According to Tosfos, every separation of the one Yichalai is an option.
Exactly. In other words, Mathis Mursa and Psik Resha de lo nichale are really identical. Of course, it's still not such a great question against the Aruch. Why is it not such a great question against the Aruch? Yeah, because basically it seems like Tosis is asking the question from against the Aruch to disprove the Aruch from his own perspective, which by definition is against the Aruch. So, unless Tosis didn't look at it that way, Tosis was so enamored with this conclusion that Psik Resha turns an Eino Miskaven into a Miskaven that they couldn't see it any other way. So, basically, what he's saying is, apparently, even the Davar HaMiskaven, the Lonichale, is Mutter according to the Aruch. How could that be? But the point is that if you take this is Lushitaso, even if he doesn't think that Mapis Mursa is Eino Miskaven, what he's saying is that every Psikreisha de Lonichale is the equivalent of Mapis Mursa. In a way, it could be that Tosus would be interpreting the Aruch not as the Aruch sounds, formulation-wise, or that clearly is projected by the Chachmei Sfarad, Ramban, Rajba, etc., but maybe Balei Tosfos are interpreting the Aruch like Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi and the Shita Mekubetzes perspective, although that's not necessarily in the Aruch. Namely, they said, as we read yesterday, that Sikresha Dilo Nichale is Mutar because it's Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa Klal. As they have two levels of Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa. In other words, they're interpreting Sikresha Dilo Nichale Mutar not because it's a Dabar She'ena Miskavein, Alpha P Shehu Dabar HaMiskavein Bein Tzarech Klal Mutar. So if you interpret that way, that's the basis of the Aruch. So then it's legitimate to say, well, Matas Mursa ain't Tzarech Klal either. But the point is that if you put it all together, the Balei Tosfos do seem to have an integrated, consistent shita that any kind you have Psikresha, you have a Davar HaMiskavein, then the issue becomes one of ain't Tzarech Legufa. That's why Lo Ichbas is Lo Nicha. That's why you can ask for Matas Mursa, even if you hold Matas Mursa as ain't Tzarech Legufa, because from the mentality of Tosfos themselves, from their own perspective, this is exactly the equivalent of Mappis of Mappis Mursa. Okay. The single difficulty that remains with Tosfos, and it's a huge difficulty, is the problem of Kol Tzarech Kula, as we already noted. Namely, the Balei Tosfos, when they argue with the Aruch in many places, really seem not to differentiate between Shabbos and Kol Tzarech Kula. And if indeed we are to take seriously that it's davar hamiskavein b'malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, then it's hard to understand why every psik resha outside of Hilchos Shabbos, even the lonichaleis, are not chayiv. I don't have a good answer to that question. I think it's just a very unbelievable discrepancy in Balei Tosfos. Okay. Again, if you have the gersos that say not that it is ein tzricha legufa, but it's kein tzricha legufa, and you want to start playing with that and finding an analog in Kol Tzarech Kula, maybe. But that's a serious problem for Balei Tosfos. Okay. The next perspective is, but again, according to Balei Tosfos, it's also perfectly clear, as I said before, I think it's clear, I should say perfectly, that the reason that Sikresha is a Davar HaMiskavein is because, by definition, it's a Davar HaMiskavein. Again, you don't need to do any equal signs or any hyphenations. You could say that Davar Sheyadua Sheyikreh, or Davar Shevada Yikreh, is a Davar HaMiskavein. Now, Daniel asked me after Shir yesterday, is that a halachic statement or is that a practical statement? So I just to clarify, I think it is a halachic statement, but in a different way than I meant it for Rashi. In Rashi, there's a step, there's an additional step. And for Tosfos, there's no step. It's a halachic statement in the sense that, let's say this person really is oblivious. You know, let's say he's, a little bit, out of touch with reality. Or his powers of denial are really extraordinary. So, he's really in a miskaving. Would it matter? So I think the answer is no. It's a halachic statement, meaning something that is going to happen inexorably and inevitably is al pidin a davar hamiskaving, according to Balei Tosfos. But the point is that it's not because anything like A equals B, A is connected to B, nothing like that, just B itself is a davar hamiskavein. Okay. Now, if there is a, it's based on a kind of habale lameda rather than a yodea. In that sense, it's a halachic statement. But it is based on habale lameda, and for that reason also, I think that one could argue, and we'll have a case soon, something psikresha, one could argue that if there's legitimate basis for him not to be habale lameda, then you will not say that it's a davar hamiskavein. Okay, so there are two sides of the coin here. By making it a direct davar hamiskavein, on the one hand, we've opened a window because you know, as it's based on Havalei Lameda. On the other hand, what we're saying is that Havalei, all things being equal, when Havalei Lameda, then even if he's not Yodeyav, again, he never learned the laws of causality, something like that, so, you know, that's not going to help him. Al Pidin, it's a Dabar HaMiskat. Okay. That's the view of Bali Tosis. The second perspective, I thought, was the perspective, maybe the perspective of Rashi. Rashi never says anything about Malach HaShem Tzuricha L'Gufa. When Rashi speaks about Dabar HaMiskat being a Dabar HaMiskatin, he does so in a much more ambiguous and ambivalent way. He says it in Sukkah, and maybe a little bit in Shabbos, especially in Sukkah, he says it. And then the next line, he appears to withdraw from that position. He characterizes Psik Resha as being an exception to Einu Miskavim. He says, yeah, Einu Miskavim will be Chayev, but it's inevitable. Okay, that's not really accurate if you say what he says the previous half line, which is a Psik Resha, is Miskavim. So if he meant what Bali Tosis meant, or how I understand Bali Tosis, which is that Havalei Lameda, and therefore sticking your head in the sand and being in denial doesn't help you, then it doesn't make any sense, because objectively, it's a Dabar HaMiskavim. But what I wanted to suggest was that Rashi believes that halachically, Psik Resha is a Dabar HaMiskavim, but not in the same sense of Tosis, but based on this additional step, the idea of A equals B. If you have Kavana for A, and A equals B, then you have Kavana for B. The advantage of that is that it is a halachic step. So number one, it explains the ambiguity and the ambivalence. Right? The Rashi is equivocating a little bit because it isn't intrinsically Einu Miskavim, it's only Einu Miskavim by virtue of the law of, you know, the transitive law of A equals B. Okay. that's number one. And number two, it leaves an opening in cases where it's inevitable and inexorable, right, but one could challenge whether indeed A equals B. And that might be the case, we'll see more cases like this, but if we say that that's what Rashi meant in Zvachim, that when he's Mizalef Agabi Ishim B'tipim Gassos, and therefore we know for sure that there'll be Kibui, the fact that he could have chosen the method of Tipin Dakos precludes it being a Psik Resha. If that's what Rashi really says in Zvachim, and there are Achronim who don't read it that way, but I really believe that that's what he means. If that's what Rashi means, and you want to align that with the other Rashi, so then how could it be? It's a Dabar HaMiskavim. Ein lecha Dabar HaMiskavim gadol mizeh. If Dabar HaMiskavim means, you know, the fact that he is aware is what makes a Dabar HaMiskavim. But if what makes a Dabar HaMiskavim is the fact that A equals B, namely that halachic step, so then we could argue that A doesn't really equal B. Because you could do A, namely you could do Ziluf al Gabay Yerishim, without B, without Kibui. And the fact that you could do A without B means that even when you do A and B in a way that one causes the other, A doesn't equal B. Al Pidin, perhaps. And therefore, you don't have a Dabar HaMiskavim. That's a suggestion for Rashi. If that's true, either way. So, again, the question is open, at least. Does Rashi really believe that it's a Dabar HaMiskavim le'inyan melach shein tzricha l'gufa, nicha v'lo nicha? Since Rashi believes that Psik Resha isn't an absolute objective Dabar HaMiskavim, is there an opening to say that Nicha, Lo Nicha, some of these issues are within the world of Einu Miskavim, or Miskavim v'Einu Miskavim, something in between. And that, I think, allows also for the possibility that Rashi could say what he says on Ayin Hei Aleph, namely that Lo Echpas is Nicha. He doesn't have to. He's not employing the criterion of Malach HaShem Tzricha L'Gufa. That's a suggestion that we are making. Rashi never says Malach HaShem Tzricha L'Gufa. Okay. Could we go further and say that Rashi holds like the Aruch? That seems less likely, but I'm not sure. Okay. The third sheet is the Ramban. The Ramban holds. Again, I looked it over again. It's what we read. But again, if you read, we just have to emphasize it more, both in Shabbos and especially in Ksuvos, it seems very clear in the Ramban that what dictates Eina Miskaven is precisely the Lonichale of Psikration. Again, just language again. The Ramban says here, the kivan de Israel shana chriti havale she'eno miskave. So it's perfectly clear. Meaning the eno, the lo nichale, is responsible for this becoming eno miskave, the shari. Then later on, elishmamina kivan de lo nichale, the Israel shana chriti is again, havale she'eno miskave, the shari. The melech smachsheves mesura lalev, shari melech smachsheves asa Torah. Then again, later on, three lines later, Alma kibbid lo mechavin klal, lo nichale, the halo nichale. So what is lo mechavin defined by? Lo nichale. Afal gav, the havab sikresha, davar she'eno miskavin, mikri. Okay. So I think these three formulations are very clear, and in Shabbos Kofiud as well, that the Ramban thinks that what makes sikresha, the lo nichale, into eno miskavin is the lo nichale part of it. Okay. In other words, unlike Tosus, he thinks that psikresha de lo nichale, I'm sorry, he thinks that psikresha de lo nichale is a davar she'eno miskaven. Like Bale Tosus, he thinks that psikresha de nichale is a davar ha-miskaven. That's the in-between shita. Nicha and lo nicha. Okay. Then Jonathan pointed out correctly that there's a problem in the Ramban. Namely, it sounds like he is limiting to Melech Makshavas. Again, I don't know what to do with that. That you know, goes in the face of the Aruch. Normally, the Aruch really invokes Kol HaTorah Kula as his best rayas. Zil Pagaba Yishim and some of the other cases are the best rayas of the Aruch, which would seem to imply that Psikresh Lo Nichalei Mutter. According to the Aruch, as it didn't call Torah Kula. The Ramban does say that this is a Masur Lalev. Again, I'll read the line one more time. The Melechus Machsheves Masur Lalev. The Melechus Shabbos Masur Lalev. Shari Melechus Machsheves Asur Torah. Strange. In the same piece, he actually does not quote. Does he? Some of the Kol HaTorah Kula rayas. He quotes a Maisi Raya Mahadarina Besukha. Does he? He doesn't quote Zil Pogah Be'ishim, does he? In this piece? He quotes Sukha. And then he quotes Shabbos. He quotes Abona. Yeah. I think, I'm not sure. Shabbos, I think he does, but I have to look at it again. But in here in Ksuvos, am I correct? He doesn't quote any of the rayas from Kol HaTorah Kula. So what Jonathan was suggesting was that this Ramban holds like the Rosh's view of the Aruch, right? That subsequation of Nichalei Mutter is only in Hilchos Shabbos based on Melechus Machsheves Asur Torah. If that's true, and maybe you could work that into the piece here in Ksuvos, then you would have to say another Chiddush. And that is, given the language and formulation of the Ramban, which I think is ironclad, Ellie, what would you have to say? Well, I mean, it's basically, you know, this is the contrast to what I said. I said yesterday that the position of the Aruch, as understood by the Rosh, works much better with the Rajba's version of the Aruch. Okay. The Ramban's doesn't work that well. That's what Jonathan pointed out correctly, that you might have to say it for the Ramban. Right. So you have to add there's an extra chiddush here. Maybe why does it work better for the Rajba's version of the Aruch than for the Ramban's version of the Aruch? Oh, you don't have to agree. Is it so for Eliezer? Exactly, because according to the Rajba's version, that's Shita number 4, Right? This is the second one in the Arah. Right, again, the Rajba says, do we have a language here? Oh, here it is, yeah. Tikreshon Rav Shimon Nami Ikisur Daraisa. Hold on a second. What's the Rajba again? The Rajba says, here it is. And here the gear says nehne the asur. In parentheses they wrote miskaven. Right. That would ruin it all. But it's not miskaven, it's nehne. Yeah. Has which one? Yeah, but it's not. I think I checked this last time. It's not. It's not the manuscript. It's just that he changed it. I think you have to look at it again. But that's the. The truth is, it sounds this way in the Aruch itself. I think as well. Namely, according to the Aruch, according to this view of the Aruch, psikresha de lo nichale, of course, is davar sheinu miskaven. But even psikresha de nichale is davar sheinu miskaven, and yet it's chayin. Now, within the Rajba, there can be two perspectives. Because according to the Rajba, it's not the middle sheet of the Ramban. The Rajba, basically's view of the Aruch, completely rejects Bali Tosas. Bali Tosas said, any psikresha is davar miskaven, and the Aruch, according to the Rajba's version, is every psikresha remains eino miskaven, even nichalei, even when you're chayiv, it's eino miskaven. The Kiddush being, you can have an eino miskaven, which is chayiv, as I mentioned yesterday, this works best with the language of Rav Shimon Moda. Good. But then you can still raise the following question. That is, if it's eino miskaven, and yet it's chayiv, right? So which is the bigger Kiddush? Once you're saying that psikresha is on the chayiv in its own right, so is the chiddush that lo nichale is mutter? Or the fact that you can ever say that eino miskaven is chayiv, that's the chiddush. After all, it's eino miskaven. And therefore the real exception, and the real chiddush, is not eino nicha, or lo nicha, but nicha. So again, if you look at the Rajba himself, in the beginning of the piece, Harav Reb Nosson Bal Ha'aruch Kosav the Lo Minam Psikresha Ela Kide Islei Hanamine. Can that formulation Lo Minam Psikresha Ela Kide Islei Hanamine says what? Which is the exception? Which is the exception? Nichale. Right? Again, one more time. Lo minam psikresha ela kedisle hanamine. Again, maybe it's not meant seriously as a formulation. If it's just is describing the reality, then you can forget about it. But as a formulation, if you want to zero in on it, what is he saying? The only psikresha that's a real psikresha is the one that's nichale. Meaning psikresha, the lo nichale mutter is the regular din of davar sheinu miskaven. Davar sheinu miskaven is a very powerful concept, even in psikresha. If you have psikresha, the nichale, that will be mechay of you for. That will be mechay of you even though afafi is davar sheinu miskaven. So the exception is when psikresha is going to be chayiv, and that's only in the limited conditions of nichale. If you say that, according to the Rajba, again, Moda Rav Shimon, that's the only condition that Moda Rav Shimon. Regel Eino Miskaven, Mutter. Eino Miskaven, Psikresha de lo Nichale, Mutter. The only time I'm ever going to concede to you is Psikresha de Nichale. That's the exception. So if you say that, so can you distinguish between Kol Torah Kula and Hilchos Shabbos? Jonathan? If you say it that way. whatever. Remember, the distinction we want to make is in saying that lo nichale would be chayiv and call it tarakula. Not saying that the issue isn't whether nicha is chayiv only in call it tarakula. The issue is whether lo nichale is chayiv, whether even lo nichale is chayiv and call it tarakula. You understand? The question is as follows. We're wondering whether or not the aruch's heter is going to extend to call it Torah Kula or be limited to Hilchos Shabbos. So if you take the formulation that in Hilchos Shabbos, if you take this formulation, the lo aminon psik resha ela kiz islei hanavine. Again, and in light of what he says afterwards, which is that all psik reshas, even nichales, are eno miskaves. It fits perfectly now. Meaning the mechayiv is psik resha, every single case is a case of eno miskaves. The point is, if the exception is eino miskaven de nichale, which is chayiv, rather than eino miskaven de psikresha de lo nichale, which is patur, then you just have no justification for limiting the aruch to Hilchos Shabbos. Because davar she'eino miskaven, according to Rav Shimon Zamodeh, it's a routine Davar she'eino miskaven. The only thing that's not routine in davar she'eino miskaven is psikresha d'nichalei. So if from Shimon in a regular suffek davar she'eino miskaven, Gorer Adam Mitzav Asafsal says that in kol Torah kula it's mutter, then why would he not say the same thing about psikresha d'lo nichalei, which is a standard davar she'eino miskaven too? But if you hold like the Rajba's version of the Aruch, but you drop that initial formulation, namely, what you're going to say is as follows. Basically, both Psikresha and Nichalei and Delo Nichalei is Davar She'eino Miskaven. Right? But we see from Psikresha and Nichalei that you could be Mechayev and Davar She'eino Miskaven. We see that Psikresha is a powerful force in its own right, and it can be Mechayev you. So if psik resha can be mechayev you, why not go all the way with it and say that this exception applies to all vadai eno miskavins, bein benicha, bein belo nicha. Right? You could, if you held the mentality of the aruch according to the Rajba, but you just didn't have that initial formulation, you could go the opposite way with it. Misvara, there's absolutely no difficulty doing that. But then you might say, indeed, the exception is that there's a psik resha which is mutter, namely the lo nichale. Right? Psik resha lo nichale is mutter, but maybe that's dafka b'Hilchos Shabbos, because of melachas machshavas asur Torah. But in kol Torah kula, since we're already saying that psik resha can be mechayiv and davar she'eino miskaven, we don't make the distinction between nicha v'lo nicha. Again, I don't think that that's true in the language of the Rajba, technically in the first formulation. But given the larger issue of how you explain psikreshet and nichat lo nicha, that is an equally compelling, equally logical position to take. That would explain well the Rush. However, my problem is to say that for this perspective of the Rajba, as I say, is an equally logical option. But to say this idea that psik resha lo nichale is limited, the heter psik resha lo nichale is limited to Shabbos for the Ramban, that's much more difficult. Why? Because for the Ramban, we don't have the luxury of saying that the distinction between nicha v'lo nicha is already within the orbit of a separate mechayev called psik resha. It's not true. For the Ramban, as far as we know, every time you have Eina Miskavim, Mod Rav Shimon Psik Resha is a misnomer. It doesn't mean that there are Eina Miskavim that are Chayiv. As far as we know, there's no such thing. Gufa, the transition to Miskavim, or the retention of Eina Miskavim, depends on Nicha v'lo Nicha, according to the Ramban's view of the Aruch. If that's the case, then wouldn't you expect that you don't have the option of the Rosh and the Aruch. Because isn't there machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda and Kol HaTorah Kula, whether Einam Miskavin is Mutar Rasar? So according to the Ramban, Psik Reshid Lo Nichalei, Einam Miskavin. Psik Reshid Nichalei, Davra Miskavin. So why should you differentiate between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula? You just don't have the same luxury, right, to project this equal option as you do according to the Rajba's formulation. And yet, we have a serious problem in the Ramban. So we have to say one of two things. Either we have to say what we pointed out yesterday, which I admit is very, very dochek, which is that the Ramban, lav dafka, means malachas makshevas asra Torah here. It means Shabbos, but it also applies else. It's like the Ritzvah's strange comment in Yuma. We learn it from Shabbos, but banav l'chol haTorah kula, which is admittedly very problematic.
But
Ketitzis Baharis is a case of Shabbos. Oh, that's a question. There are two cases, actually. Is it the case? I was wondering about that, too. Which case does he bring? Which one does he bring?
He speaks of a Tahara versus
One second. So you're saying that's So it's really problematic. Right, so this just reinforces the idea that it would be hard to say that you would this is the one riot that it does bring from Kol HaTorah Kula. Some secret of Michal Mutar. Yeah.
Why does Rabbi say that the Rambam of the Spanish philosophy
of love? You have language there?
Because I mean, the very beginning of it, he says, the actual case of separation, where he says that most of the show of separation was the honest period of Nisha, Hata, Rosh, Shakhaya, Koyodim, he was at Tichas, Rosh, and Dalmos, and Omar, Ain, Mishat, and Lisaso, El Hos, Men, and Dalmos, Dalmos, Sarah, Ain, Mamish, and Boro.
I'll look at the language again. I'll look at it again. I thought that in the Hemshech he said what the Raj was said a few times, but I'll look at it again. That's Erech. Yeah, from Secretion, where you have the Arach itself there.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't want to look it up, but maybe you're right. I'll look at it again. I thought because you read the whole piece. I thought in the later part of the piece that he goes to the other direction.
Well, it seems that he says that there's a suffix, whether or not he says in the next case it's possible to say that either maybe you make the haritz, right. Maybe you don't make the haritz, and maybe even if you do make the haritz, maybe it's not needful.
Right.
So the question I didn't understand. I thought that was saying that Sigrid's no needful is a tour. Why else would it be? Maybe even if you make cards, maybe it's illegal. It sounds like he's saying that the possibility. I'm not going to understand that.
You mean it's more? You want to say it's even more like Melachshe and Tzricha Lagufa Klal?
Right, or like the second side of the Rajva, like
right.
That's a real tour.
Right. That's what I think that's the. I'll look at it again. Okay. It's important to know what the Aruch originally said, but the fact that the Aruch was taken. Different ways by different Rishonim, sort of the range is fine too, but it's a good point. Let me look at it again. Either we have to say this, he doesn't mean this literally, Masur, Rulein, Shabbos, Melachos, Machsheves, because it just doesn't make sense, one possibility. If he does, then we'd have to deal with the problem of Baharis, but I think there would be a very, very fascinating conclusion to reach if we wanted to say that he really did hold, like, the Rush. The Rosh's view of the Aruch. Namely, light of everything coming back to it, Ellie? What conclusion would you have to reach if you want to say that the Ramban really holds like the Rosh's view of the Aruch? And that's why he says, Masr Lalev in that line, and it's, I mean, Psik Reishol Nichalei is Mutar only on Shabbos. You have to come to a very interesting conclusion. I think would be the only way to say it. That what's a din of Melachos Machshavos?
That, well,
Well, that he says, but I mean, we're having trouble with that because lo nichale, according to the Ramban, is Dover Shein HaMiskaven, and all Dover Shein HaMiskavens are mutter. It's not like the Rajba's version where you can say that, you know, there's a Dover Shein HaMiskaven out there which is asur. So then you can say which is the exception, which is the rule. That's our problem. So what conclusion would you maybe have to reach, Avi? If you said it this way, if you want to emphasize the, again, it's perfectly, you know, legitimate to make this argument. He says, the Melech Machshavas. I just don't like it because, A, the Rayas and the Aruch, as I say, are outside, and even more this one. And logically, in the Ramban, I think it's a nightmare. But if you want to say it, and there is a basis to say it because of those lines, yeah. Correct. Now that's a radical view. What you'd have to say is that Gufa, whether or not Sikresha de lo nichale creates Eino Miskavein, that Gufa depends on Malachas Machshavas or not. Now Misvara said such a thing is possible, but it is a Chiddush. In other words, to put it in perspective, whether the Rajba's view of the Aruch, I'm sorry, whether the Ramban's view of the Aruch, that lo nichale is the determining factor of making an Eino Miskaven, whether that is correct, or whether Bale Tosfos are always right, namely that any psik resha is a davar miskaven. In that gufa, we're mechalek between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula. Dafka lo nichale on Shabbos doesn't transform Eino Miskaven into Miskaven through Psik Resha. That would be a very big chiddush in Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah, that it can determine whether something can differentiate, can distinguish whether something does or doesn't turn into Miskaven or not. Again, this is quite different than Reb Chaim. I mean, Reb Chaim tried to explain that that Hilchos Shabbos, there are two concepts of Eino Miskaven. Right, two different concepts of Eino Miskaven. And the Bali Tosis probably, especially Tosin and Yuma, sound like they think that whether or not Eino Miskaven is Chayav or Patur, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that depends on Hilchos Shabbos or not. But this reading of the Ramban would demand that we say something different, but not necessarily so radical. And that is that whether you define this as Eino Miskaven or not, that kufa depends on Malachas Machshavas. Yeah.
Isn't that a form of Lachashin Sifra Gufa Klal?
Why? We're saying Mutter, it's not Malachashin Sifra Gufa.
But it's...
Or you said Klal.
Right.
Yeah, but who knows if everybody, if most Rishonim even agree with them, but probably most of them don't even think it's true. And why is it anyway?
Well, I think we work better potentially.
No, I hear. You're saying, right, in a way, but he doesn't formulate it that way. Meaning, had he formulated it that way, it would be fine. But had he said that the Aruch is not Midin, the Psikreshal Nichal is not midin Dorshen and Miskavin, but it's midin Melachshen Tzrichal Dupa Klal, like, you know, like those formulations. So it would be obvious that would apply only in Hilchos Shabbos and not in Kol HaTorah Kula.
Well, in other words, instead of saying,
but the point is that he doesn't say it. He says 3, 4, 5 times that Psikreshal Delo Nichale means Lo Eino Miskavin Mikri, Eino Miskavin Mikri, Eino Miskavin Mikri. He keeps saying that. That's from Shimon.
Well,
the Rosh Shimon of Kol HaTorah Kula.
If we trace Malach Hashem Tzrichal Gufa itself back to the idea that unlike Reb Chaim, that Malach Hashem is all about Ratzon,
right.
Instead of saying that there are different forms of Dover Hashem Miskaven, we could potentially say that this is a more artificial way on Shabbos to make Dover Hashem Miskaven. In other words, secretion really does rip away its
but then you're saying like Bali Tosis. But the Ramban's not saying that. I'm saying you have to work this within the Aruch according to the worldview of the Ramban. And what you're doing is, logically what you're saying is fine, but it's just not the Ramban. It's the worldview of Bali Tosis.
So then it's because of Malach Shabbos that it's...
But Ramban never mentions Malach Shabbos Tzrichal Gufa. Ever. in the context of Tzikresha. Or he can, because Tzikresha, Nicha, Tzikresha would then be Patra of Alasar, unless you add this additional factor of Lonicha of, Eino Tzarech Lugufa Klal, which Ramban doesn't have. What he does repeatedly say is Eino Miskabin. I think we have the right to hold him to that. The truth is, I don't think it's so terrible. I just think it's a big kiddush. Okay, so to sum up, we have Tosis, we have Rashi. We have the Rabban. According to the Rabban, the difference between Miskavin and Eino Miskavin is determined, whether Psikresha is Miskavin or Eino Miskavin is determined by Nicha and Lo Nicha. There's a problem in the Rabban in Ksuvis, namely, there on the one hand, there's seemingly in, he's invoking the Baharis of Torah Kula, and that would imply that the din of Psikresha Lo Nicha according to the Aruch applies to Torah Kula. On the other hand, he also has a line in which he seems to indicate that this is specific to Chashadas, Zura Lalev, Malachas Makshadas. That's a problem. That problem, presents us with a challenge and with two possible solutions, neither of which are perfect. Okay, one is to dilute point number two, and that is to say that what we have is a kind of bana av l'chol ha-Torah kula, but we don't literally mean malachas machsheves asra Torah, and Ramban does not mean to limit and to confine. Okay, admittedly, that doesn't sound that way in the words, but that's more consistent with what we know of the Aruch and possibly the Raya that he brings. If you say that, then you also escape from having to distinguish between Shabbos and Kol Torah Kula and how you define Eino Miskavin. The other possibility is, no, he really does hold like the Aruch's version of the Aruch's version of the Rush. And again, the Raya from Baharis, I don't know what we do with. As for the logical problem, how can it be that somebody who insists that every Eino Miskavein is mutter, and the only psikrations that are chayav are the ones that are miskaveins, how could he think that an Eino Miskavein case is going to be chayav? The answer to that would be a big chiddush, but I think an acceptable chiddush, and that is that Melechas Machsheves, Asra Torah, is going to define or expand the definition of miskavein and Eino Miskavein. What's going to be Miskavein in Kol Torah Kula is actually going to become Eino Miskavein in Hilchos Shabbos. That would be a very, very important Kiddush, but a palatable one, frankly. Okay. As for the Rashba, so within the Ramban we have, again, a question, what does he hold about the Aruch, and, conclusions to be reached from there. Then finally we have the Rashba's view of the Aruch, which is the most mechudash, and the most interesting in a way. And that is that psikresha, that is chayiv, is not about miskavein. All the cases remain eino miskavein. If they're eino miskavein, so then we still have the right to ask the question within that view, which is the exception, which is the rule. Once you say that psikresha is chayiv despite being eino miskavein, is all the pressure to justify the heter of the Aruch, in which case we can then suggest an explanation for the Rosh's version of the Aruch. It would work much better if it was along these lines. Namely, the Aruch really holds that a psikresha, bedavar sheino miskavein, can be chayiv. Lo nichale is an exception to that, that's limited to Chashavis, Melechas Machshavis, Asra, Torah. Or, based on the language of the Rashba itself, it sounds like maybe the opposite, and therefore it's not consistent with the Rush's version of the Aruch, which is perfectly fine anyway, because the Rush's version of the Aruch has to justify all the evidence of Kol Torah Kula. Namely, what we would say is, Psikresha is Chayiv, and that is the Mechayiv, however, Dafke V'Nichale. Psikresha V'Nol Nichale is the standard Eino Miskavein. There are two types of Eino Miskavein. Or three types of Eino Miskavein. There's the Eino Miskavein that's classic, Ksafek, Gorer Adam, Mita V'Safsal. There's nothing to talk about there. There's the Psikresha type of Eino Miskavein, Belo Nichale. That too is Eino Miskavein, which is Mutter. There's one Eina Meskaven, which Rabbi Shimon agrees to. If you have an Eina Meskaven, Sikresha, which is Nichale, that's where he agrees that you're Chayav. Nothing more. But would Sikresha to Lo Nichale, according to the Aruch, be Mutter and Kol Torah Kula? Absolutely. Okay. Now, let me just... okay, now that we've seen those perspectives, let me just say one other thing. The Rambam. Does the Rambam distinguish between Sikresha de Nicha and the Lo Nicha or not? Yossi. Didn't see it. Daniel? You tell me. Daniel? Yoni? Any, Yuna? Yeah, Reb Chaim felt strongly that the Rambam held the Yom. Sikresha de Lanichale is mutter. The truth is, what's the evidence for it? What's the strongest piece of evidence for it? Not really. Well, except that, do you really need to say that for the Rambam and Matas Morsa? You can always say something just a little more. But what could you say, Yuna? Just a little more.
Like, we're in the Rambam there.
To yeah.
People like Rambam and Rambam, but they've been.
What's it then called Zohar Kula? It's a Davar Shein HaMiskaven.
Yeah.
In other words, instead of saying that it's a Davar HaMiskaven, but it's a Psikresha, the Lonichale, right, you could just say that the Psikresha, you could just say Bapas Morsa, Davar Shein HaMiskaven, period. So once you say that, you don't need Psikresha, the Lonichale Mutter anymore. Or you could even go a step further if you want. Eitan, how would you go even a step further?
It's,
Well, Sar the Rambam doesn't mention, but Sar may play a role. But again, not only Matas Mursa, it's also these other cases, right? Sag. What might you say, even further than saying not, no, it's not Psikresh Lomichale, it's not even regular in the Skadi. What is it? Yonatan?
Not even
Malacha. Yeah, no shame Malacha, period. Not that he's not Miskavi in the Malacha, he didn't do a Malacha. Not Miskavi in the Malacha means he did one, but he's not Miskavi. It's a fine line between saying those two things. But it is an important line. In other words, if we say what I said the other day, which is that, you know, aggressiveness, you know, accessing or using, utilizing, exploiting the captured animal, all of that is part of the Shei Malacha of Tzad. So, Amenash Lo Yishchenu, right, or Lo Yazikenu, easy to say that there's no Shei Malacha at all. So, are those three cases, the big three problems in the Rambam, are they proof positive that Psikresha Lo Nichale is Mutter? Probably not. What other evidence? Is there any other strong evidence that Reb Chaim has the same Sikresha on Nichale is Mutter according to the Rambam? That's the basis? Duda?
I think
of the strongest piece of evidence is the Chishkagos. At least in the piece it is, anyway, right? Because the case of Kibui and Havara. So you can have the Kibui and the Havara. You're chayav according to the Rambam only achas. The question is, if it was Malacha, Shein Tzricha LeGufa, you'd be chayav. And it seems to be that it is a Psikresha. So if it's a Psikresha and Malacha, Shein Tzricha LeGufa is chayav, why aren't you chayav in that case? Correct? What's the answer? Psikresha, Lo Nichale, according to the Aruch, is Mutter. And so... the Nitziv also understood in that long, long piece that's in Kupay and Shiltos, Sif Katane, as I mentioned. He also interprets the Rambam exactly that way. For different reasons, he's bothered by different issues, but that's the conclusion that he reaches. Okay. If you look at the Gemaras that are the basis for Psikresha and Nichale Mutter, the Rambam generally paskins them, but he never really formulates clearly that Psikresha and Nichale is Mutter. It's you know, the Rambam does this now and then. You know, he'll paskin certain Gemaras, but or the cases of the Gemaras, but he'll avoid formulating a certain principle. Now, the principle of Sikresha being chayev, the Rambam has, as you correctly pointed out in Perek Aleph. Right? But Sikresha de lo nicha, does he ever say Sikresha de lo nicha le mutter? As a rule, I don't think so. If you look at the Rambam, in some of the cases there are problems, and in some of the cases it's problems with the psak, and in most cases the psak is perfectly fine, but there's some little wrinkle in the formulation. A great example of this is Hilchos Lulav. What does the Gemara say in Shlomo? What does the Gemara say in Sukkah again? Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis? Correct. Again, the background a little bit, just quickly. The Gemara says if you take off the...
You're not allowed to take off the bottom part of the Hadas.
Or the berries.
With the berries of the Hadas.
Right.
If you have another Hadas, it's mud.
So the Gemara says, why? How can you do it on... Not just take it off, but if you do it, well, you know, well, what's going to happen? So the Gemara says, if you do it on Yontif, it should be a... You should be Chayiv. So the Gemara says, no, it's Dom Shedim Iskabu. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Dipsik Reisha. So the Gemara says, Islay Hashana Achriti. Okay, originally the Gemara said, had a line where it said, well, he's doing it for the purpose of eating it. Right? And the Gemara said, but so what? It's Dipsik Reisha. Okay. So, then the Gemara says, Islay Hashana Achriti. Okay. And it's Mutav do it. In fact, that's one of the Rayas of the Aruch. Right? Because it sounds like it's a Heter there, not just a Ptur. Okay. What does Rambam say about that case? Anybody look? I don't think I gave it to you specifically, but maybe out of curiosity. Anybody see it? It's just a very good example of the problematic in the Rambam. Anybody? Someone was curious? Could have taken... Exploited my flu for your curiosity. It'd be a good thing. Shlomo, you're curious? You are curious, you just didn't have the time. Okay. Anybody have the Rambam Sulav? Anybody want to look it up? It's a great example, but it's not the only one. My son Karbonos is a problem with the Rambam. Zil for Gabe Yishim, I mean. Zil for Gabe Yishim is another case. It's like Tikkurashim on Yichalim Mutter. The Rambam has a strange formulation. Again, according to Rab Chaim, it's Psik Reishon L'Nichal Mutar. Fine. Hilchos Lulav. Perek, I would say, Perek Zion? Halacha Yud Gimel, something like that? I may be wrong, I guess. He talks about taking off the Bimataka in the Hadas. Very strange Rambam. You have it there? No. It might be Perek Ches, but I'm pretty sure it's Perek Zayin. Look at the Gemara there. You look at the main Mishpat, you'll see. Oh, I have. Okay. Perek Zayin. I'm almost sure it's Perek Zayin. What is it?
Which?
What?
Esrog? Yeah. Sorry. No. Don't worry.
Well, maybe it could be Perek Ches. Yeah, yours. Perek Ches. I'm sorry. Here, Perek Ches, I made a mistake. Perek Ches Allah Fahek. Hadash Shaniktam Rosh of Kasher. Right? There's a famous Ravid. Right? Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Rebos HaMedrash. Nashu Rov Olav in Mishnah Rishol Sha'olim Bekanech of Kasher. Hayo Nava Merubos Me Olav. Too many berries or grapes. Imi Rukos Kasher Mayudumos Hoshkaros Pasal Miatan Kasher. The Ein Memaatan Osan Biyomtov Mishishu Kometakein. Avar v'likton, oshalikton, echad la'achila, hareza kasher. Okay? Again. Avar v'likton, oshalikton, echad la'achila, hareza kasher. Okay, so the Yenosa Kalim all jump on the Raman. Yesha tomorrow, Rabbeinu Shekasov, avar v'likton, lama la'kasa shetzarach shetiyah la'hoshana achriti? The Shia Butala Lakta Lachilov. Oh, Lama Hitzrich Shi Lakhtem Echad Echad. What difference does that make? Keep it to Lakta Lachilov, you come biyachad nami. Bidibre Harava Magi, Dira Shay Goris, Bidibra Beinu, Osha Likton Acher Lachila, Arizakasha, Girsa Zunicha. I feel the Kama biyachad Shari Lalake. In any case, the Magen Mishnah just, you know, cheated. Zeshe Kasev Rabbeinu Osha Lokton Acher, Rotsalomer Misha Eno Tzorich Lotzeis Bahados. Okay, that's clearly not the point in the Rambam. The Zeboru. Somebody says the Zeboru. That's going to be suspicious. What's going on here? Okay. So what is the Rambam? The Rambam didn't say Islay Shad Achriti. That itself is a problem. What's this Echad Echad Lachila is kosher. What difference does it make? Does some of the notes of Caleb say what to say? Ase Dochalos Ase, he's hungry, so he can be Malakit Lachila, and that allows him to be Metakit Mano. Strange. Okay. So is it possible that this is one Rambam? There are a few like this. This is just a very, very good example, because the Sotam Akriti is one of the most prominent rayas in the Aruch of Psikrishnism, right? Again, all the cases of Psikrishnism Nichole being Mutter, the Rambam quotes. The question is, he has funny formulations. It sounds like the Rambam is avoiding the principle of Psikrishnism Nichole per se. It sounds like he thinks that in each case, the lonicha accomplishes maybe a common theme, but it's not psikreshu de lonichale per se. In other words, according to the Aruch, according to Bali Tosis, according to everybody we've seen so far, right? So there is this whole interplay. That's what we've seen, so many different variations of it. That's what's so fascinating about it, right? You have Eid Miskavein, and then you have Psikration, it is Miskavein, it's not Miskavein, it's partially Miskavein. Right, that's the whole thing. So Nicha Velo Nicha is a factor, either Nicha Velo Nicha is a factor in Miskavein Vein and Miskavein, or it's a factor in Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. That's certainly not going to work according to the Rambam, because Rambam holds Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayiv. Or Miskavein Vein Nicha Velo Nicha is a factor in the Mechayiv of Psikration. That's how they all interpret. But it's the example, the Gemara doesn't really say psikration and nicha, psikration and lo nicha. The Gemara really usually says, nicha le de tvei keecha de leitzol tzive. The Gemara says, isla ba'ara, what do you call it, ba'ara de chavre. Right? The Gemara says, isla hashadna achriti. Right? So if you're, you know, a good, logical, analytical student of the Talmud, so you take all these cases and you say, there's the case law and then there's the principle. What's the principle? And that's how the Aruch and Tosis and all the Rishonim came up. This psikreshut and nichale, this psikreshut and lo nichale. Rashi even has the middle discussion. What's the status of psikreshut and lo ichpasplay? Now, you extrapolate, you distill each case, you extrapolate, and you come up with the common denominator. Of course, the Rambam did that too. But is it possible that for the Rambam, the principle that emerges isn't nicha or lo nicha? It's much more subtle than that. Yeah. Did you want to say something? Did you just have
a good suggestion?
Yeah, please.
I'll say that the lo nichale just underscores the Dar Shein Miskavein. So that really just, then the Dar Shein Miskavein, now it's able to trump over Psikresha.
Is that, so,
the nichale negates the Psikresha.
But what do you mean by this? Say again?
I mean, Psikresha lo nichale isn't a din, because that's just...
You're saying like the Rambam. But you're saying that the Rambam doesn't formulate it that way because he doesn't need to. He's always trying to explain that it's Ein Miskavein. But doesn't sound that way in the Rambam either, really. Or at least not all, in all cases.
Right. Well, why not?
So is it Nicha Velo Nicha which does that? Or is it... What I'm trying to show is that the Rishonim took from these cases the common denominator of them all as an attitudinal... They're trying to put their finger attitudinally on what's going on here and what the proper line is. So, tzricha legufa lo ichpas, ein kavanas atachlis, ein kavanas amaisa, lo ichpas, bapsik resha. You know, what's the rule? They're looking for a hardcore rule about the interplay between kavana and inevitability. Seems to me like the Rambam looked at all the cases and he said the issue isn't nicha and lo nicha, although oftentimes it's expressed that way. It's never really formulated that way. Every one of the cases is a case. Akiva, what do you want to say?
Each case is where the lo nichale removes the shem alacha. In other words, on a local level.
Or it removes the effect of psikresha in creating a chiyuv, or a kavana, or a shem alacha. In each case, basically what I'm suggesting is that it's the mentality of the Rajba, in a way, but, you know, with a twist. For the Rambam, the issue always is the effectiveness of psikresha, and that is a question whether or not B, right, the action that is dragged along with A, is B batel to A or not? Because basically you do not have kavana for B unless B is hyphenated to or batel to A. There's A and there's B. They don't merge into one single entity objectively because of psikresha. But sometimes they do integrate and merge, or even if they don't integrate and merge, the kavana of one is enough for the other. But that's only when you look at the second action only as a function of the first. When you look at the second action in its own light, or in another way, it has its own identity. When B stands on its own and not in the shadow of A, then psikresha has no effect. So in every case of lo nichale, what we call lo nichale, the Gemara never says psikresha lo nichale. Right? It always says islo shani achriti. It always says nichale keichet leitzel tzevei. It always says ba'ara dechavrei. So the Rambam says in every case, the point is that B is not batel to A. And if B is not bottled to A, then the impact of psikresha is negligible or non-existent. So I think that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Lulav. Again, why he didn't say Disa Yashana Achriti, I don't know. But I think it goes back, in a way, to the reading of the Havamim of the Gemara. The Gemara originally said, there, who has Sukkah? Here, I have Sukkah. Now the Gemara originally said here, "Einu matzav yantiv shoshana, v'kam etaken manav yantiv." Am Rav Ashi, "Kegam shalakdam lachiva." Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, "Savala kavu adam adam shirin miskavin muta." So the normal way to read this Gemara is that Kigon Shalach Dan Lachil is simply Dovashed, like the usual Shaka Vitar of the Gemara. Dovashed Miskabe. Right? And then the Gemara says, oh, don't you realize? Modrav Shemim Sikreshu Vele Yamos. The way all Rishonim read the Shaka Vitar of all these Gemaras is this. I'm speculating. I just want everybody to know. I may be wrong in what I'm saying here, but I'm making a suggestion. The way all the Rishonim read the Gemara is that all these sugyas are the same, and they're all basically like discovery. They all represent the same moment of discovery, right? Gavrishenim miskay. Gemara says something is permissible because Gavrishenim miskay. Then the Gemara says, but there's an exception to Gavrishenim miskay. Psikresha. Mother of Shiva Psikresha Vali Yamas. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but there's an exception to Psikresha. And that is Lo Nichale. I'm not saying this isn't true for the Rambam, but for the Rambam, I think it's possible to read it a little bit different. Each Gemara isn't the same Gemara, the same pattern. Right? In Miskaven, discovery Psikresha, discovery Lo Nichale. Rather, each Gemara really zeroes in on the individual case. Each Gemara is weighing whether or not we're dealing with a Psikresha, or we're really dealing with an Eina Miskaven, a regular Eina Miskaven. Namely, an independent B that isn't like A. So the Gemara says, Miskaven L'Achila. They know about Psikresha, basically. But what they're saying is, this guy's eating. Right? And eating is not the same as Tikkun Mana. So the Gemara says, no. It's a Psikresha, meaning it isn't significant enough to stand independently. So the Gemara says, well, this is Hoshana Achriti. But the Gemara says, this is Hoshana Achriti. It's not Psikresha Odichale. What it means is, this is Hoshana Achriti, and therefore, this is Achila. And since it's Achila, not it's Psikresha Odichale. It's Achila. And if it's Achila, then it's not Tikkun Mana. Because he has no kavanah to Tikkun Mana. He is doing Tikkun Mana, but he's also doing Achila. His Achila stands in its own right. Now, again, I can't explain why the Rambam doesn't formulate this Lashon Achriti, but I think what we could say is, the Rambam says, Liktan Acher, or Likait, how does it go again? Where's the Rambam? Here it is. Whose Rambam is this? Yours? Yours? Very fine Rambam. I hope I didn't bend the page too much. If not, I'll buy a new one as far as that. Eina matra sobyan tishukum etakin. Ovar v'liktan oshaliktan echad echad la'achila rezakasha. So what's the point of echad echad? In terms of the psikresha, it's the same. Meaning it's just as inevitable. Right, the result of Tikkun Mana is still going to be there. Again, how you read it in the Gemara, I'm not sure. I'll make this a little half a suggestion. But Liktan Echad Echad is Muchach Mitocho. Right? That what? Helichai? Yeah. It's Muchach objectively Mitoch Maisa that what he's doing here is Achila. So the Rambam says that that's not a psikresha. So getting back to Hilchos Shgagos, the Rambam there says psikresha de lo nicha is mutter or not? Well, number one, as we pointed out, the Hilchos Shgagos doesn't have to go along with Reb Chaim at all. But if the Rambam doesn't believe that according to Rabbi Yehuda, davar she'eino miskaven, right, is us, or is mutter rather, b'shabbos, right? So then there's no reason why you can't read the Gemara and the Pesach and the Rambam there in terms of davar she'eino miskaven. That's number one. As for the fact that it might actually be a psikresha lo nicha, there are two problems. One is the reading of the Gemara. That's Reb Chaim's problem. That doesn't have to be the Rambam's problem. As for the objective question, but maybe it really is in a Miskavim, but it's Mokshen and Tzrichon and Gufa. So that's a tougher question. So I just wanted to suggest that they were dealing with two Malachos. Actually, recently somebody gave a Chabura in the call, he made a similar suggestion. Tried to get him to integrate it with this Rambam, but the Rambam Hilchos Lulav. But the Rambam's case in Hilchos Shgagos, the case in Hilchos Shgagos is the case where you have two malachos, malachas mechaba and malachas havara. So it's quite possible that whenever you have two malachos, you don't say psikresha, because each malacha is independent of the other. No, one malacha is not subsumed under the other. You can't say one malacha loses its identity in order to get the kavana of the other malacha. So if that's the case, again, it's not psikresha de lo nichale as much as it is what's common to the concept of psikresha de lo nichale. It always accents the independence or the lack of bitul of A to B. So this idea, I think, also explains the famous Shita Sarajva. I guess we'll conclude and we'll finish everything else up tomorrow. What is the famous Shitas Harajva? Jeremy? Jeremy? Yeah. Pretty famous. If I said Shlomo, what's the famous Shitas Harajva? No. Unless you think that's relevant here, but I don't really see that. It's important to be so, as we discussed. I don't think it's relevant here. One could also say, Jeremy, the famous Yerushalmi. But it depends how you read it.
Oh, it's from Rangoon.
What?
It's from Rangoon.
No. Local Rangoon.
Oh, so that's, if you track speed.
Correct. What happens?
So if you close the door, you have to run it to, you show me the device, and you see at the same time, then it's
cool. Yeah. You have this tzvi, right? An unwelcome tzvi. There are welcome tzvis and there are unwelcome tzvis. We have two tzvis here who are welcome, but this is an unwelcome tzvi, right? So you have this tzvi in your house, come to visit, right? You come visit him in the zoo, he comes to visit you in your house, and then you it's time for you to leave to visit someone else, right? And you want to close the door. Very plain and simple. That's Yerushalmi, right? So the Rishalmi seems to say that you are allowed to close the door, since the closing of the door is motivated by the guarding of the house. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, even though it will willy-nilly contain the tzvi. Correct? That's what the Rishalmi seems to say. So the Rishonim will ask, that is a very difficult halacha. It seems to fly in the face of psikresha. Because the second you close the door, you're going to trap the animal. Right? So good, ain't a miskaven. He's not interested in setting up a zoo in the middle of his living room. Okay. But it's psikresha. Correct? That is the question. How can you do this? So the Rishonim give different answers to this question. Ramban, a whole group of Rishonim, basically suggest Akiva.
Have you sasa?
What?
It's like
Musasek. Kind of, I don't know if he says Musasek. I don't know if he would say Musasek.
He quotes the case of Polish as a common idea.
Yeah, that he mentions. True. Basically, he's arguing that the basic thrust of his argument is it's not really tzad. It's not tzad at all. Why? It's like if the tzeda took place before the machshava. Let's say you were tzad without knowing it, and then you found out about it afterward. It isn't exactly the case here, but it's just like that. Now, what does he mean by that? He's attacking it from a Shem Malacha point of view. It's basically the same as what we said about the Rambam, in Tzad Nacha Shalai Shkana V'lei Azikenu, namely, without the aggressive posture, and so on. Again, you can draw the line at different places. But in this case, especially, we're saying, what he's doing is so innocuous, that's not tzad. That's all closing the door. Closing the door, maybe even in containing the animal in order that he won't bite you, maybe that is tzad. Right? Self-protection is an excuse, but it's not it doesn't transform the definition. But closing the door of the house is that's not galachas tzad. Right? That's the Ramban. Basically the idea of the Ramban. The Ran has a whole different reading of the sugya. Right? What does the Ran say? Yoni? The Ran in Shabbos here. Lamech Chesalav and Dabar Ruach. There's a very innovative.
Is that enough?
What?
Is that enough?
No. No, different issue. The Ran here in Shabbos. On Tzad, he talks about the Shushalmi. And Shushalmi goes on, it's a fascinating Shushalmi, right? Shushalmi starts comparing it to Pikuach nefesh, right? If you're going to save the baby's drowning, and you also happen to see, you know, this diamond or a ruby or a sapphire or whatever, so you know your eyes are popping out of your head. You know, you can save the life of the child, and you can also grab, you know, the diamond at the same time. You're allowed to do that. Strange. Not so strange, I guess. That's Yerushalmi, right? There's other cases as well. Very fascinating. So the Ran says, you know what? All that sounds very, very fundamental, but as for the Tzvi part of it, it really is not connected at all. Very Dokic reading of the Yerushalmi. What's his Dokic reading to disconnect those topics? Well, what's the case? What's the justification of Tzvi? No. What Pikuach Nefesh is that? Now, the contrary, the Ran says, despite the equation of the Yerushalmi, I'm going to tell you that the Tzad Tzvi doesn't work out with the equation, and it's nothing to do with it. Well, what's his idea? Remember, Eitan? That's not exactly what he says either. Shlomo? He rewrites the case. The Ram. Gather the language, Eitan, just read the language quickly. He rewrites the case, basically. He says the case is a case where you close the door in order to safeguard your house, not knowing that there was a tzvi inside. All of a sudden, you start hearing these bleeding. Does a tzvi bleat? I don't know. Or is that a... That's a sheep. I don't know. Okay. Whatever a tzvi does, what does a tzvi do? We don't know. What? Whatever Tzvi does, all of a sudden he starts hearing, or he starts knocking around, you hear somebody, you know, moving around your furniture. So all of a sudden he realizes that there's a Tzvi in his house. This is after he already closed the door. You have it, Eitan? Yeah. Meaning it's done already. That's the issue. All right, what about you, Shalom? Go ahead, read the story quickly. It's an amazing thing, because again, it's a great example. I'm sorry, go ahead. Meaning, so again, it's a great example of, he really has a hard time with this Yerushalmi. He thinks it's really a problem of Sikresha. Something's got to give. So he's willing to sacrifice half of the Yerushalmi for the other half of the Yerushalmi. He doesn't do it cavalierly. He does it after, you know, great thought. But sometimes interpretation, you have to make hard decisions. It's also a very important formulation about Pikuach Nefesh. About Pikuach Nefesh being chiyuv and therefore being, hutra or extended in a certain way, correct? On the other hand, he also quotes Shita Sarajva, Eitan, which is... So again, according to the Ram, the case is a case. According to the Ramban, the issue is, it's not defined as tzad, al pidin, because it's like makshavto is achar tzedasa. Okay. It's no shame malacha. According to the Ram, the issue isn't the shame malacha. You did the malacha already, Bishogeg. The question is whether you have to undo the tzeda. You're not under obligation to undo the tzeda if that means jeopardizing your home. Whole different issue. Doesn't fit in well with the Yerushalmi, but that's the Ran. What's he trying to avoid? They're both trying to avoid the Rajba. What does the Rajba say? What's the simple reading of the Yerushalmi?
He says you
know that you're going to close the door, you're going to be tzad.
Right?
And you're interested in doing it too. You don't mind doing it. It's not like it's even lo nichala, right? But as long as your kavana is also to close the house, it's fine. So the Ran formulates it in a very nice way, not in a very nice way. Yeah. Chilul Shabbos is permitted because you're a little queasy about, you don't trust the people in New York City? Right? that allows you for to be Mechal Shabbos, right? And never mind New York City. We're talking about I don't know, Tzipori or Tveria or wherever it was. What? Doesn't say Yerushalmi though. Yeah. Okay. So what is going on? Does the Rajma think that there's a heter Chil Shabbos for queasiness or for Dine Mamanus? Chas v'shalom. So what does the Yishuv Gemarim say? He tries to explain the Rajma.
He separates the two.
What do you separate? That's the Yishuv Gemarim himself. But what does he say for the Rajma? Wow. So this is a new rule that the Shulchan Gemara is advancing, which seems to be an accurate description of what the Rajma says. That the psik, remember, this is a psik reisha d'nichale, because he is starting a zoo, or because he wants the zoo. There's no more nichale yet, right? That's not the tack that they're taking. So what's he saying? It's a psik reisha d'nichale. However, in this case, it's not neutral. It's a dvar heter, and therefore, even if he has both in mind, but he really has in mind, or he knows that they're both going to happen. He's interested in the second thing happening. But he's really, really doing the Dvar Heter. That's enough. Right? Very strange. Then the Shulta Gibarim goes on. Keep going. It's a very, very famous Shulta Gibarim. Everybody knows this one.
MS Kikula Mizu, Dani Kasaki, the Fidushim, the Kolaisa Shev Shalasa, Zulas Hatsukrisha, as a fellow of it also my son. Zulu Hatsukrisha, sorry. You understand the last Hatsukrisha.
What does it say in there? What does that mean?
Is it better or is it after?
What?
Is it better or is it
after? Just
you said that you can really, it's only you can if you can do them without the separation, you can do A. And
but you can do
it necessarily to B, right. You can do A even if B is gonna happen.
Even if A, B is inevitable. What does it sound like?
Sounds like what you said in Rashi.
Rashi and Zvaka. Right? But what's interesting about the way the Shulchan Gemara formulates it is, Eitan, what? He says, if you hold like the Rajba's Kiddush, right? So then my Kiddush is no big deal. Is that what he said? What? Kavachomer. So, you know, the whole thing is strange. Number one, what is this rule of the Rajba? And number two, Imkvar, we accept the rule of the Rajba, what does it have to do with the rule of the Shulchan Gemarim? Shulchan Gemarim came up with a whole new perspective as well. Namely, if A results in B, that's a psik resha. But there's a way to do A where it won't lead to B. Right, that's not a psik resha. Even though you're taking the root of A causing B, since B can come about without A, or A can be done without B, we could probably distinguish between those two things, but it's all in the same direction. That dictates psik resha, yes or no. As we said, as Eitan correctly said, shades of Rashi in Zvachim, who said, just because if you could do zilu fal gabi ishun bedakos, and even though you're doing it begasos, which is, makes the kibui inevitable, it's still not a psik resha. Good. Fine. So Rashi, Shulchan Gibarim, that seems to be a common, maybe formulation slightly different, but the basic thrust is the same. What does it have to do with the Rajba? Rajba said something totally different. Right? The Rashi in Zvachim, the Shulchan Gibarim, are about the objective indispensability of A to B. Objective interrelationship of A and B. Right? Transcending this particular circumstance, right? What is the objective relationship between them? And what does it have to do with the Rajba, who says that if you have kabanas, dvar, heter, then we don't say psik resha, even if it's nichale, even if it's inevitable completely. What do these things have to do with each other? Never mind. What do they have to do with each other? And he says it's kal v'chomer. But apparently the idea of the Rajba is this idea. The idea of the Rajba is that Psik Resha is based on subsuming the kavana of A, of B rather, under A. It's based on the hyphenated link between A and B. If B is butto, B doesn't stand, you don't look at B independently, but you look at B in the shadow of A, right, then the kavana for A is enough to be mechayev B as well. That's one way to say it. Or if you want to go the kavana route, you can just say, a psikresha is mechayev, a psikresha, which is about the relationship between A and B, or B to A, is mechayev as long as B is subservient to, or batel, to A. But if there's any way that B can be independent, or can be perceived independently of A, not in its shadow, that it doesn't get its kavana, or and it doesn't, it's not batel to it. It's not. There's no psikresha mechayev here. So the Rashba says, and you could have had the criterion differently, but he says, listen, if you're doing a neutral action and an iser, I'm sorry, if you're doing a neutral action, so it's batel. But if you do an act of some stature, something that has significance in its own right, it's not going to be a psikresha. He says, it's perfectly legitimate, it's perfectly reasonable that when people leave their home for a while, they close the door. Sometimes they even lock the door. Locking the door, closing the door, is a reasonable expected course of action. And closing the door, locking the door, is never subsumed under a psikresha. It's a dvar heter. There's a certain urgency to close your door. And therefore, even though you know exactly what's going to happen, it's not you have no kavana for the tzad. You're an enem eskaben. It's psikresha. It's inevitable. It doesn't matter. It's a psikresha. It's not davram eskaben because of psikresha. It's a mechayev of psikresha de nichale. But that mechayev only applies when B doesn't have its own standing. When B stands on its own and not in the shadow of A, then the psikresha doesn't work. That's exactly what we're saying for the Rambam in all psikresha de lo nichales, except that they're not psikresha de lo nichales anymore for the Rambam. They're likate, echad, echad. If you have two malachos and you want to say one you have kavona, the other one you don't, but two malachos, one never subsumed under the other. Each one is independent, just like a dvar heter is independent. A dvar iser is independent. One dvar iser to another dvar iser. A dvar iser, something that's neutral, can be bata. But two dvar iser malacha b'shabbos that are independent of each other, by definition, they stand on their own. So that's the, with this we conclude, I'm sorry, went a little over time. That's, I think, the conclusion of the Shulchan Gemara too. He said, if you say the Rashba, then Kal v'Chomer should say what I say. What does one thing have to do with the other? The answer is, the whole idea of Rashi and the Shulchan Gemara, right? Namely, well, why do I care that objectively it's possible to do A without B or B without A? If the process that we're presently engaged in is one in which B is a natural and inexorable, inevitable result of A, and that's the course that I'm pursuing. So what else matters? If the idea is that psikresha creates davar miskaven, then what Rashi and Shulchan Gemara say is absolutely meaningless. But if psikresha is a machayev in its own right, and it's based on either A equals B as a halachic reality, like we explained for Rashi, or more to the point, it's based on A hyphenated B. It's about the relationship between A and B. Really, you have no kavana for B. It's always a davar shein miskaven. But when you do B in the shadow of A, right, so it becomes kavana sapula, davar miskaven, or whatever, psikrem, mechayev of psikrem, however you want to formulate it. There are still different ways. So if all that is true, but that's only, you might argue, you don't have to, but you might argue, that's only if there's an objective relationship between A and B. If you could do A without B, or you could have B without A, then even when you happen to do it in a way that links them, it's still not true that A equals B, and it's still not even true that there's a hyphenated relationship between them. It's a coincidence that this B is being done in the context of this A. and therefore it doesn't transfer its kavana or its chiyuv or anything else. So the Shufi Gibarim says, basically, if you hold like the Rajva, which really accents the Psik Resha, is a mechayiv in its own right, and it's not about transforming to Dabra Miskavein, if you hold that way, then saying what I'm saying is a piece of cake. Because it's all about the mechayiv of Psik Resha. And here you might say very clearly, if you're going to say that a Dvar Heter is not a Psik Resha with a Dvar Iser, you know, because they don't merge, they don't integrate, it has its own, too much of its own stature, then you're certainly going to say that when there's A and B and they're not even causally linked objectively. That's the Rashba. Now that's the Shulchan Gibbon. Okay, we'll stop here. We have a few more things to finish up tomorrow, and then we'll move on. Yes, I meant to say exactly. I think there are more than that also, but that's the one I had about. I mentioned it in the past.